Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
You'll know them by their fruit. The fruit is coming.
That's right.
I know this makes sense. I'm teaching so much on here. This is how you recognize a fool, people of God. This is how you recognize yourself if you are foolish behavior. This is how you recognize and can teach. You can teach your children how not to be fooled. You can teach your friends how not to be fooled. This is what's so important in the body of Christ, because we're not teaching that. We got a lot of people that just believe because they love the Lord, they're automatically redeemed, they're automatically going to go to heaven, they automatically can do anything they want because they got the grace of God on their life.
Praise.
But let me tell you something, a good portion, a good population of these people are considered fools in God's eyes. Now, there's a lot more, but I'm going to cut it off here because I believe in not over-inundating the people's minds. It's different when we're in a live setting. You got a lot more to look at. You can see my expressions, my facial expressions, my gestures, and you could be alert a little bit longer. So we try not to go too long, because when you're teaching and when you're challenging people's mindset and you're challenging their heart, that's a lot of energy. There's a lot of things going on in your mind. And we don't want to definitely over-inundate you with information, because then you'll be confused and you'll end up forgetting a lot of it. So I want to cut it out here, because there's a lot that I want to say, but I'll leave it for another one. Maybe I'll do a part two of fools. But I'll leave you with this. A fool, to me, this is my biggest one. A fool refuses to reach for counsel from accessible champions. Refuses to reach for counsel from accessible champions. What do I mean? Let's take my husband and I for granted, for example. A lot of you all, you know how to get in touch with us. A lot of you all can even sign up for prophetic coaching call. A lot of you all even have our personal cell phone numbers. And do you not know that even with a lot of you all having that close accessibility to us, you still don't reach out? We reach out to you, and then we find out you're going through all manner of hell, all types of things don't broke out in your life, and we're just looking like, well, why didn't you reach out? We see a lot of things, also things happening in your life. You're making decisions, but you're not asking anyone. You're not reaching out to say, is this really what I need to be doing? How do you feel about that? You know, there's a saying, two minds are always better than one. Bounce ideas off one another. We have a lot of experience, but yet you'd be surprised how people don't reach out. How people don't reach out. There's a lot of people that I've helped over the years. One lady, for example, she was actually a young mother, single mother. I think she was maybe early 20s. And I saw her in a hole, in a rut, and she didn't even have her high school diploma. She dropped out. She had a baby, and she's working these dead-end jobs. And I just said, you know, you need to get one up in this life, and you need to be able to get your education. I want to pay for your education. I want to get you a GED. I want to enroll you in a GED program. I said, I don't care how much it costs. I'll figure out a way, because I feel led to help you. I said, but you have to decide if you want this for yourself. Here's my information. I bought her baby some Pampers. I gave her some money, all of that. I even asked her one time, because I didn't hear from her. She said her phone was being cut up. I said, let me know how much it costs. Let me know, because I think it was about to cut off in 2 days. I did all of this for this woman. I mean, I really was reaching out. We were pastoring. This is when we were up north in Chicago. We were pastoring. I reached out to this lady. But I put it in her hands, because if you all know me, I'm not an intruder. You all can probably count on your finger how many times I've called you and asked you, hey, what's going on? Talk to me. I don't intrude, so if you want help, you're going to pursue it. But I put it in her lap, and I gave her my information. I showed my fruit. I said, here's some diapers, here's some money, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do you not know she never reached out to me? Do you not know that she never called me back? Her phone was about to get cut off in 2 days. I said, just let me know the amount, and I'll give you the amount to keep your phone on. I said, I put it on her. I said, if you want to get your GED, give me three options. Don't just look at the first one you see, but give me three options of two or three different GED programs, and let's examine it and let's go with the best one. She never did it, never reached back out to me. Why do I bring up this example? Because a fool refuses to reach for counsel from a successful champion. I've been proven successful in that area. I went to school. I got my higher education. I know it works. It opened up doors for me, making some good money in different career industries. That's why I have a lot of experience. But you're talking to somebody with experience. I know what a good education can do for you, especially having a GED when you don't have anything.
Amen.
So I think I'm credible in that area. But yet she still didn't see it. I said, let me help you with your phone bill. I had a phone ever since, my God, probably almost 20 years. My phone bill has been paid every month. I think I'm successful in knowing how important a cell phone is. I've kept my bill paid for several years.
Yeah.
So I think I'm credible. But yet she didn't trust me. She didn't reach out. So what do I say? What is the lesson in that? When you have people who are reaching out, and it's not just my husband and I. You might have people in your life. You might have a good aunt. You might have a friend. Who knows? Whatever it is, if they're credible, if they're reachable, accessible, why aren't you reaching out? When you don't reach out, you make yourself an island to yourself. When you make yourself an island to yourself, you start, like I said earlier, believing the things in your own heart. You come up with your own ideology. You come up with your own religion. And the enemy has isolated you to now imprint on your mind his thoughts. And you have nobody around you to check your thoughts, to say, no, that don't sound like God. You shouldn't be thinking like that. You should actually know that the Word of God says blah, blah, blah. That's the benefit of having people around you. But if you are by yourself, going through your trial by yourself, the enemy will definitely rain havoc on your mind.
Yes,
and you'll
that's
end up
right.
making
that's
some right. very serious and dangerous decisions like suicide. You'll end up start thinking some dangerous and serious situations like maybe I should just give up. Maybe I should backslide. Nobody cares. This little bottle, I need a 40-ounce to just drown me away. I need to just escape from this world. I need to drink it up. Oh, ain't nobody paying me attention. I'm old. I'm in my 40s. No man wants me. Oh, well, I might as well give it away. Why am I trying to keep myself like God wants me to? He's not sending me a husband. Let me just make this bad decision. It happens every single day. But if you have somebody that is close enough, accessible, you can sign up for prophetic coaching call. People can talk to you, tell you what the Lord is saying, give you strategies, check your thinking, correct your thinking, provide instructions, provide strategies. Why don't you reach out?
Amen.
One thing
Amen.
I can tell you, the blood would not be on my hand or the mentor's hand. It would be on the protege's hand because you didn't pursue. You didn't pursue. Feeling like you're an island to yourself is all on you because there's plenty of help around here. If you activate the Word of God, if you stay connected to His glory, if you join in the movement, all of these things have access, are accessible to you so that you can come out of that foolish pit and into the pit of wisdom, into the ground, the solid ground of revelation. That's what God wants for your life. For you to go from glory to glory, running from victory to victory, even in the midst of a trial, even in the midst of a tribulation, you'll still be victorious. It's a fixed fight. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this opportunity to bless your people. I pray even right now that you will go forward, Lord, even in this day, to remind them of what has been spoken and delivered on today. Let their minds be shifted. Let their hearts be shaken. Lord, I pray even right now that they will not be a fool, as they've already decreed and declared that they are not a fool, that they will not despise wisdom. They are victors. They are wise. They are people who have the first understanding to fear the Lord, because that's the beginning of all understanding, to fear you. And they fear and reverence your word, and they do not despise the correction of the Word of God. They run to it. They run to it, Lord. Lord, expose it in us. Expose every foolish behavior, every foolish thought, every foolish habit, every foolish action, because we do not want to be considered foolish in your eyesight. But we want to be considered thoughtful. Oh, God, we want to be considered ones that are always looking to do our best and be pleasing in your sight. Heavenly Father, let us not just be hearers of the word of God, but be doers. Let us execute. Let us execute the word of God. Let us execute the strategies that were exhibited on today. Let us do the opposite. If you've explained to us what is a fool on today, let us now be conscious and do the exact opposite so that we can be found wise. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to deliver this message. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the deliverance and the breakthrough, God, that has gone forth and even shaking and rattling certain people. Hallelujah, that this was for. Hallelujah, you showed me, Lord, that there was a good solid five people that you wanted to get their attention. This was a setup. This was a setup. This was a divine appointment. I thank you, Lord, for those five people that understood today that God is knocking on their hearts. Thank you, God, for those five people, Lord. Thank you, God, that they received it with an open heart, that the seed has been planted, not on a stony heart, a thorny heart, but that of a heart that is full of life and flesh. Oh, God, I thank you for the transformation, that we understand that it is the difference between the person of Jesus, the person of Jesus and the principle of Jesus, that we will learn about your laws, learn about your principles, that we will live by it, and that and only that will bring forth the transformation and breakthrough that we need. Oh, God, I give you the praise, the glory, and honor. Let all God's people say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful, Lord. I'm one of them. Amen.
Glory to
God for this message.
Glory to God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to glory to God. This is Apostle Andrew. Glory to God. I'm telling you, that was a mighty, mighty word. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold you long because she just preached already, and y'all know if I start talking, I might start preaching. So, amen. I just want to say, Lord, touch her. Touch Dr. April even on today.
Yes,
Lord, she poured out much in your glory. She poured out your wisdom. She poured out your wisdom. Cover her in the blood. Lord, put virtue back into her body, even in the name of Jesus. Even now, we speak it, we decree it, and we declare it, Lord. Even the wisdom that she's given out, deposit more wisdom even into her. Lord God, continue to replenish her and use her for your glory. We decree and declare it so, not later, but right now. In the name of Jesus, let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. How I was raised up in ministry under my wife's father, actually Superintendent Nunn, I was raised up under him. He trained me. He was one of the bishops that trained me, my wife's father. And what we would do after the service is we would lay hands and we would pray on the speaker. And that's what we believe in doing here. Always, any whatever church you go to, they might not do it that way, but that's how we do it here at KCI. And any leaders online right now, if you're in the future thinking about stuff, just keep that in mind. It's important to pray over the speaker because the word, once the word goes out, the enemy, he will try to attack you for that word. So you always want to pray over the speaker. So that's why, in case you was wondering, that's why we always pray over the speaker after they go forth. Glory to God. Well, we love you guys. We're going to get ready to let you out, but I just want to say before we do, there's miracles taking place on the line. Somebody right now is being healed from back pain. You're being healed from back pain. I give God the glory for it. Somebody is also, it's a woman, you've been experiencing massive cramps. God is healing you right now. There's also another woman online, you've been dealing with pains in your body. God said this ailment is leaving you. It's loosed even now. It's been shot. It's another person online. You've been having bad migraines. It's been shooting like that to your. I even see the pain is shooting down to the left side of your shoulder. But God says, I cancel that. I cancel it now. He's healing you even now. Many of y'all are beginning to feel warm heat just fall upon you. That's the glory of God. That's the glory of God. Glory to God. Also, get ready. There's a woman of God on here. God says you're about to be pregnant with purpose, vision, and also a natural pregnancy. Get ready for it. Natural. You're about to give birth. So if you don't want no kids, woman of God, you and your husband better take the necessary steps. Because I see babies coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also, get ready. Get ready, somebody on this line in 7 days, hear me real good, in 7 days, supernaturally, you're going to get money deposited in your bank account, and you don't know where it came from. You're not going to know where it came from. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm also praying for Louisiana. Lord God, touch Louisiana even now. There's some destruction that's about to hit that land again. Abu Shah. Glory to God. Let's keep Louisiana in prayer. And also somebody that's connected to a pastor in this service today. You're connected to a pastor in Louisiana. Let's pray for this pastor. Pray for this pastor because I see something coming to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm done. I just had to release the glory. That's how we roll, y'all. That's how KCI roll. We teach wisdom, teach you practical ways how to live your life, but we also move in God's glory. You ain't going to find too many ministries like that. You ain't going to find too many ministries that'll teach you how to live and also pray cancer out your body. But I thank God for the glory. I thank God for his wisdom, and I thank God for his supernatural power. If this word has been impactful to you on the day, go to our website. Don't be shy. Put your money in fertile ground. Don't let the devil stop your blessing. Sow your seed so you can reap a harvest. Go to the website. Sow your seed on today at www.kci.world. It's people sowing already. One of my spiritual daughters from Denmark, that's the Netherlands, y'all, she sold this morning around, I think it was like $90 into the glory. Sister Linda Brun, she sold all the way from the Netherlands, and we got other people as well sowing here in the U.S., so don't let Satan stop your blessing. God showed me it's at least 25 people on here, 15 to 25 people on here that can sow into the glory. You got a prayer you won't answer, and God will answer that prayer, but when you sow into the glory, it's supernaturally accelerated. So don't let Satan stop your blessing. Take your money and stop throwing it in a garbage can with Oscar the Grouch and plant it somewhere where it can grow at an accelerated rate. Glory to God. Well, we love you guys. We will look forward to hearing from you again. I love y'all, and I bid you an awesome, awesome day. Enjoy in the name of Jesus, KCI Worldwide, General April and General Andrew, myself, we love you. God bless.
Love you all.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.